All right, let's check in now with the Mount Alexander Shire and see what is happening there. And their CEO, Darren Fuzzard, joins us. Good morning to you, Darren. How are you this morning?
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve. Going well, thank you.
Good, good. Now, before we get into anything here, I want to say, first of all, I'm not going to talk to you about Carlton and their poor performance and poor old Teague getting the sack, okay? Because I think it's important to, you know, to be nice about these things. But I just
Robbo, yeah. I reckon the only difference between Carlton and Geelong on the weekend was that it was expected that Carlton wasn't going to turn up.
Fair point. By the way,
what were you going to say, Robbo?
Can you remember what you were doing on this day in 2003?
Oh, not a clue.
Well, if you were at the footy, you would have been watching Carlton suffering one of their biggest ever defeats, 124 points to North Melbourne. Just saying.
If that makes your weekend result better, Robbo, then I'll take that.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, talk to us about lighting up the path at the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens.
Oh, I'm very happy to, Robbo. I know you'll be pleased because I know you love the Botanical Gardens yourself. So this is lighting a section of it that's obviously not currently lit, which is around the walking track. The walking and cycling track goes all the way around, but the lighting really is only on the east side at the moment. So this is going to put lighting all along the western side, which is the creek side, and also at the end of at Froome's Road and also the Walker Street ends as well. So it goes all the way around. So that means that the entire path obviously will then be lit, and it'll be much easier to get around for runners and walkers and cyclists of all ages and abilities at pretty much any time of the day or night that people want to use it, but certainly early in the mornings and at nights when we know that a lot of people already love to use it, and we're hoping that's going to mean lots more people will feel comfortable to get out there and enjoy the botanical gardens even more than they do at the moment. So very excited to be advising of that works. It's been one that the community's been keen for quite a long time. So just want to reassure everybody, though, that we do have a Heritage Victoria permit that we'll make sure that we're working to certainly protect all of those really important trees, as well as the path and the buildings throughout the park while we do that work. So all the management plans are in place, and we're hoping that installation will start very soon, and we're expecting it to be completed in November.
Yeah.
So thanks again to the Victorian Government again, who's given us the funding for that work too, Robert.
Certainly is a gorgeous park, that's for sure. Yeah, very, very nice indeed.
Tell me a little about the community vision, Darren.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, there's been a huge amount of work going on inside our organisation and also with the community over the last few months to create the 10-year community vision, and in doing so to start building the four-year council plan, which is 21 to 25, of course. So we started that process, the Your Community, Your Vision engagement project, back in April, and we got a huge response. We got about 1,000 contributions from residents with their ideas and aspirations for the Shire. We had community forums, we had focus workshops, and we had stakeholder meetings to hear what people thought. And we've collected all that via online and hard copy surveys as well. And all of that feedback so far is actually going to inform the development of a number of long-term strategic plans and documents, which includes that four-year council plan, as well as the municipal public health and wellbeing plan and others. But right now, what that's enabled us to do is put together a draft 10-year community vision. And we've got that on public exhibition for the final time, just to make sure that we've got the wording right to reflect what the community has told us that vision should be. So really encourage people to get online and have a look at it and let us know what you think. And you can do that at www.shape.mountalexander, or one word, .vic.gov.au, and have a look at vision.
Okay. And, of course, just around the corner, Father's Day as well. So just reinforcing that message, shop local. If you have to shop online, if we're still in lockdown, what have you. But shop local for Father's Day.
That's it, Robbo. And there's obviously plenty of great businesses here with some fantastic ideas to offer you for Dad for something a little bit different and certainly something special. So, yes, please have a look locally when you're thinking about the present for Dad, if you haven't already done that, and there's a wide range of things available there for you. If you really are looking for some great ideas online, then have a look at the Castlemaine Malden and Surrounds component of the bendigoregion.com.au website, And there's plenty of shopping online options there if you aren't able to get out to the shops at the moment. And just another one off to the side of that, Robbo, while people are looking online, if people are still struggling with the restrictions, please don't forget our connectmountalexander.com.au website, which has got lots of support services listed in there and some great helpful ideas for helping people get through the latest restrictions, Robbo, both yep. business and just all of us.
Indeed. All right, mate. Listen, Darren, thanks as always. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Pleasure, Robbo. Thank you.
All the best. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria.